So I know we put y'all through hell last week with the therapy episode. So we decided to drop this week's episode a couple days early as a treat. Get back to the host shit. But before we get on with the show, I needed to announce the tickets are now available. If you guys want to go ahead and ask all the whole questions you want and have a good old fucking time over some drinks, come and join me, your girl Mandy B, alongside Passport Cuddy at Paint and Pour here in Harlem, New York. We are going to live it up, get some drinks, get drunk, and kind of have like a live home mail session. Fellas, y'all are invited too. The date is September 29th or September 30th. At 6:30 to 8:30, it's a 2-hour event, open bar. It's going to be a good-ass time. Get your tickets now. This definitely will be a sold-out event. So if you're interested in coming, you can click the link in the bio and cop your tickets, or you can go ahead and follow me at Full Court Pumps or the Horrible Decisions page on Instagram and go ahead and click that little link in the bio and get your tickets. I'm super excited to see and meet you all, as is Cuddy, and I think it'll be fucking fun. So again, go ahead and click the link in the bio, click the link in this description, get your tickets. I'm super excited to see you, and let's get on with the show. Yeah, ho! 1, 2, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Wheezy.
And we're actually giving y'all this episode because we know that the therapy episode was kind of hard to get through. It was different than all of our other shows. Some of y'all really don't believe we made it through. Actually, since that therapy session, Wheezy done invited me to a Drake concert.
Now, bitch,
we done talked.
I actually said to somebody, she said, bitch, you invited her to Drake before me? I said, you know what? I was like, it felt like one of those things that were like, you know what? We had a great, it was the day before.
Yeah.
It was the day we did it. I was like, I had one ticket left, and I was just like,
bitch, what? I saw her name in my phone, and I was like,
why she calling me?
Hello?
You did.
I was like, I don't know. Hi?
Someone on Instagram was like, I don't believe you. I said, nigga, if it was before that therapy episode, I'd have fucking gave it to a bum. Like, come dance.
If it was before the therapy episode, that hoe would have been like, I'm like, you're on D&D.
I'd have been like, I'll hold it for souvenir. Shit. Bro, the Drake concert was so lit. If any of you have a chance to go to Drake in your city, let me tell you, I had the best time. I had such a good time. I'm going tomorrow.
But before we even bring up Drake, I do want to give one huge shout out and thank you to Chris Morrow, A. King, and the Loudspeaker Network for
Dr. Some Lady.
And Dr. Maya Pettiford for definitely coming in here.
Maya Pettiford.
Petty Ford. You know, I mean, I thought she was great. I think that there was no way we could have had one of those calm, timid, maybe white ladies in here.
Nah, dog, she would have left.
There's no way. They would have left. I don't think they would have been able to tame us the way that doctor did. And so I was appreciative. I found out she don't take insurance, so
bitch.
Bloop. I won't be, you know, I ain't got enough coins to pay for her yet.
But I don't even know if you need, I don't even know if you need someone like that.
I would. No, I think I do.
A little, I mean, that could have like, just been a podcast thing.
It's crazy because, well, me and Cuddy were just talking too, and she has a therapist that she doesn't want to see anymore because that therapist only makes, like, Cuddy does all the talking. I don't want someone to just listen. I want someone to walk me through my thought process. And I think that Dr. Maya Pettiford did a really good job with that. Although, you know, she came for our motherfucking necks.
Yo, in the beginning, I was like looking at comments from people, which I said I wasn't gonna do. So I really tried to check out.
You love the comments.
I couldn't help it, bitch. And it was like, damn. In the beginning,
bitch, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I saw Wheezy retweeting shit. I'm like, bitch, go to bed.
Oh, bitch, let me tell you something. I don't even know if you know. You know what? Let me not. I don't even want to give this bitch no shine.
No, don't give her no shine.
Nope,
don't give her no shine.
One bitch. She was like, you don't deserve shit. Y'all bitches should.
Nope, don't give her no shine because I'm not going to sit here and talk about the motherfuckers I blocked today. Blocked.
You blocked people?
Hell yeah, I blocked motherfuckers. I ain't got time for that. I need to block all that negative energy out of my goddamn life. We already trying to mend our energy.
Well,
so.
And I meant it. And so what I realized was what was funny was people was talking shit. And then right when they heard the N-word, I was like, please just leave. We're just chill right now. Can you please not do all that bullshit? They were like, I'm sorry.
By the way, something that.
Some nice emails, too.
Something that the listeners brought up. And I guess I will go ahead and reiterate. Because I know many people was like, sis, you should have told us that in episode 5. Y'all know I talk loud. I know y'all.
Oh, your ears?
Yes, in real life.
Like, bro, I thought you was lying.
No, I'm dead serious.
I got tubes in my ears. I'm like,
so before I
to Singapore. So I have really bad sinuses, like my ears, nose, and throat. And so I had got really bad sinuses, and I was like, oh, I'll get better. Let me drink some Gatorade. I don't really like medicine. Bitch, I let my sinuses get so fucked up that one of my ears, I couldn't hear in it anymore. So I went to the doctor. Come to find out, the sinuses had infected both of my, they ruptured my eardrums. So I was like, fuck, am I going to be able to hear again? They literally.
Is this what you did when you said you were working on something with your voice and your raspy throat? And you said I might have to, I'm getting something.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, at that point, actually, surprisingly, when I went, because they had to do the check on my ears, nose, and throat while I was getting my ear surgery, he actually said that my tonsils were really big and then asked me about snoring. But he accumulated a lot of that to my weight. So I feel like maybe that's why I don't snore anymore, and that's why I'm not as raspy.
Definitely
anymore.
Why you don't snore.
That's why I don't sound like this no more, y'all. But
you always sound like you went to the club, dog. People would leave the rudest comments. You sound like you had a bunch of cum last night.
You
like,
sound
how does
like
that
you
even
got
make
oatmeal
sense?
In your throat? Fuck y'all hoes. If
why
y'all like
oatmeal?
My raspy voice, don't motherfucking turn it on.
Let me tell you. I want to say my piece, and I want to say your. You tell me yours, like the
okay.
most.
Oh,
the thing that you agreed with the most.
Okay.
And I text you that night. The thing I agreed with the most was when she was like, when you were like, I need you to help me on the back end. She was like, maybe she doesn't know how to do it.
You did
and,
text me.
And honestly, that was the most real thing she said, because there's a lot of things that you want me to do that I haven't learned how to do yet. And it's, of course, not like I don't want to do them. I just don't know how. And so when she was saying that, I didn't even want to give her props because she was getting on my nerves. So I was just like, I'm going to just sit here and say it later.
Well, in response to that, I will say, as a self-reflection and something that I've done my entire life, including like being in school. And
talk shit.
No, fuck you. But I feel that I am a perfectionist. So I've noticed, like, even episodes where I was like, listen, bro, I can't post it. You, like, I'll sit here and be anxious. Like, is she going to add the sound effects that I add? Yeah. Are the levels going to be right? So because I'm such a perfectionist, I feel like I honestly probably don't even give you the credit that maybe you can do it. And that's something that I just have to work on. Because in a group project, I'd rather do it all and fail than
but,
work
like,
with
you know what
it is?
It's even when we were doing, when we were arguing about Excel spreadsheets, I'm like, nigga, I don't do Excel. Leave me a minute.
Bitch, we not going, your nickname is Tally Marco. We not going to be sitting here having you do our inventory with fucking Tally Marks.
It
bitch.
Was in my house.
God damn it. Goddamn Tally Marks. Okay, so my biggest takeaway that I think that I'll take from it, and it's actually what she mentioned is something strongly that Cuddy has reassured me of in my conversations with her, and it's that when you are trying to be nice, I don't even want to hear it. And that's
we
something
know.
I know. And so that's something that I genuinely have to take out my bias and try to listen to you when you are trying to be genuine and take you at face value for what you're telling me at that point and not try to think about things you've said in the past or how you've made me feel in the past. And so when she came to me and was like, you're not even trying to listen to her. She's sitting here right here and you just acting like you don't want to listen. And I know I do that. And so when she said that, I was like, okay, that's something that I need to work on.
Yo, I was
on.
Laughing
But guess
said,
what, y'all?
I ain't got no trust issues. Oh, all right, maybe I do.
I did. You know, I feel like I be trusting people, but you're right.
But y'all did say you wanted to get back to some fun. And actually, so Mandy was like, well, let's do some episodes tonight. So I was trying to get a guest. She was like, no. And I was like,
yeah,
oh, wow.
I was like, bitch, I had to delete her DMs to somebody. Like, bitch, what are you doing? Solo episode, ho.
So, all right, I'm going to get this out because I feel like y'all need to know.
She fucked Blackhawk. Y'all, it's been like probably 6 years since that bitch got
it. It was
blanket.
Not. It's been like a year and a half.
No, bitch. It's been like 4 years, bro.
Loverboy and Jeeves and random
it's
New York
white
boys.
You had black dick since you've been in New York?
I had old black dick.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah,
not
that
like
really
new.
Count. That doesn't really count.
So this happened on my last day in LA. I was just like, wow, I'm not going to get no dick. It's not going to happen.
I didn't even get dick in LA.
I was staying with my friends, AJ and Toya. Shout out to them. And then I was staying at their place. And I said, you know what? Let me get a hotel because I got to give myself dick energy. So I went and got this spot in Hollywood. I was like, I'm going to get some dick tonight. Didn't happen. The last day, nigga, I got this text that was like, yo, I'm back in LA. Never fucked this dude. And the reason that I'm a little ashamed to talk about it is because I just went on Van's show and said I fuck niggas that have 500 followers or less, which is now a lie. Because this was, shout out to somebody. I can't remember who came up with the name. But we're going to call him Blue Chick. And I'm embarrassed about it because I feel like a true hoe now. I went right to his spot.
Pause that. You not going to associate blue check dick with being a real hoe.
I didn't tell you how it went.
It don't matter.
No, let me explain how it went.
Dick is dick. You a hoe, you a hoe.
It was no dinner. I even wrote him. I was like, oh my God, you know, I usually go out to eat first. Bitch, I was so embarrassed. I showed right up, got to the doorman.
That's vacation.
He's like, can you give me the last name? I was like, I gave you the number of the, he's like, no, I need the last name.
You ain't even know that nigga last name, because I don't know his last name.
Nigga, I ain't know if it was an alias or something. So I fucking started texting him like, can you tell me your name?
Real quick, can I tell you, there are two blue checks that I, one was a friend, one I fucked. They did have aliases. One, the singer used Johnny Bravo, and the athlete used Superman.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I really didn't know. And like, so I started getting really nervous, and then I started getting really insecure and like not feeling that pretty. It was just a weird thing I was going through. And I'm just like, why am I doing this? Like,
because you're an emo hoe.
I am emotional. And plus I was like, oh, but he's so cute and nice. And like, he ain't really going to take me to eat first. This is fucked up. So anyway, he opens the door and I was texting him because it was, you know, it was late. I was drunk. Now I had sweaty pussy, but I was going to give it to him. So I was like, well, let me take a shower first. Because he was like, yeah, the second you see me, you need to be on your knees. I'm like, let me clean up. Because he's listened to the show.
So real quick, did you do a whole bath or you took a real bath?
I took a real bath because I needed to get in there. Because okay. I felt like he's had grade A top tier pussy and I wasn't about to let my pH balance be fucked up. This microflora, shit. So he's listened to the show, so he knows I'm into submissive shit. So we started texting about it and sexting about it, which I always say, like, you shouldn't do before you go on a date.
You ain't even going on a date, though. This was a straight up sex meet.
It was. But. So I get in the shower. I'm like fingers deep in pussy, and I never stick my hands inside myself. But I was in there, bitch, and I'm like, let me make sure I'm aired out. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't about to go on this show because I haven't had sex with someone yet that has heard the show first, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyone I've had sex with that did not know I had a podcast, they ain't know. So I come out. He's smiling and shit, and I'm like, ooh, oh my God, oh, he's so cute. And I'm like trying to like, you know, chill the fuck out. And plus, I ain't telling him that it's been so fucking long since I fucked a nigga. So, you know, he's like,
he know if he listens to this show.
I mean, he might know.
He had to put that black dick on you, Wakanda forever, and he knew it, bitch.
I think he might have said it. And I was like, so anyway, he's like, we're talking and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, you have some lotion? He's like, looking at me like, but you know I got lotion,
I'm black.
So I'm just sitting on a bed.
You're not used to niggas having lotion.
I don't know what to do. And then we're making some kind of small talk. And then he was just like, okay, bitch, I don't care about how the club it was or the wedding that you were at. And that nigga told me to get on my knees. I started going down on him. And he was like, this is what you asked for, right? And he's like, look at me. I'm like, right?
Oh,
and
he did all of that.
So, bitch, he listened to the show out. So he says, say thank you. So I take his dick out of my mouth and I said, thank you. And he said, I didn't tell you to do that. So I had to go put his dick back in my mouth and then say, thank you. I was like, oh. So we start fucking. I come so hard immediately. And I really didn't want to toot his horn like that. But like, I just was super backed up. And I was shaking so embarrassingly that he was kind of looking like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? It was like Tourette's-y, jittery. It was really bad. So long story short, while we're fucking, you know, I was throwing it back a little bit. Whatever my little booty could do. Because I'm pretty sure he fucked big booty hoes. And he was like, well, I'm going to get this pussy again. I'm going to keep fucking. He was like, oh, for real? Looking back like, thank you. And anyway, so I got back on my knees. He came in my mouth. It was awesome. And then he told me to lay back down and ate my pussy while I could still taste his cum. And that was really great. So following that, I get in the bed. We're making this weird small talk before, you know, I'm assuming he gets my Uber home. And we're sitting there and I start saying, oh, have you seen Black Klansman? He's like, no, not yet. I got to go check it out. I was like, oh, I've been seeing a bunch of movies lately. I got MoviePass. He's like, oh, what's that? I'm like, you know, you pay like 10 bucks a month for unlimited movies. And I'm showing him the app. And I'm like, nigga, ain't you rich? And I felt stupid showing this nigga, you know.
No, don't. You can't do that. They're regular people, too.
And that's the thing. Like, I haven't had enough blue check dick to just be feeling like they're not untouchable. And it was just really weird for me. So anyway, I get in the Uber. He's still texting me. And I'm kind of like, ooh, this is still going. The next day, he keeps texting me. And now all I feel like is, bitch, this is dick that bitches pray for. And I feel like I won. I really do. Bitch, I was sitting up in the house, happy as fuck. I don't know, bitch. He texts us back to back. Like, go ahead. We can say
what the fuck? I just said, nigga, we recorded. Sorry for the pause.
Van is hitting up both of us.
Van literally just called Weezy. She declined. And then he going to hit me right after saying, yo. I'm like, nigga, we recording.
Damn, he wants us to answer the phone?
You know, damn.
Fine, let's call him back.
All right, call him. Go ahead.
I don't know what he wants. He knows we're recording because I told him the kink of the week is about him.
Hello?
Yo,
you want?
I want to know why y'all did that nigga Alex like that.
Oh my God. Yo, we're live. We're live.
Yo, we're live.
And we didn't do nothing.
Mandy
was tripping, and you know, and Alex got a good job. I feel so bad. I don't know why she did that.
That's fine.
No, I'm like, I just listened to that. Now, everybody, we're going to do one big LSN fucking barbecue where everyone's going to get all of their shit out.
Oh, well, that nigga can't talk to me.
Okay, so anyway. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Have a blessed day.
So that nigga just finished it. That's how long it took to get through.
That's how long that, yeah. But wait.
Oh, long story short. Okay, condom almost got stuck again. And let me tell you, I think it's my vagina. So I be doing this thing where I like start. I really know how to use my Kegels now.
Same.
And right when he was fucking me from the back, he was like, yo, stop. And I'm like, oh, this pussy's so good, he's going to come. And then he was like, no, bitch.
You're pulling the condom off.
So I feel like it's my vagina, and now I want to take accountability for that. Second, I also want to mention the first time in my life that I ever felt so groupy was genuinely at this Drake concert. Let me tell you why. I'm going to make it fast. I got Flow tickets. They were only like $200 or whatever, but like you get to be by these risers, right? So like Rory and Chris Styles, of course, they got their backstage shit, so they could enter in and out the floor. And I'm like, oh, y'all niggas got free drinks? Kevin Durant was there, Shiggy, all the bitches that Drake fucked from Instagram, French Montana, other famous nigga, Michael B. Jordan, and there it happened.
Wait, you didn't tell me Michael B. Jordan was there?
Because I couldn't finish.
Did you talk to him?
Listen.
Girl, you better have talked to him. If you ain't talked to him, you a pussy hoe.
I never really thought that I would have that reaction.
Oh my God. Did you not talk to Michael B. Jordan?
So hold on. So I said to myself, right? Because all of a sudden, Nonstop came on. I said, let me go back and dance because I'm freaking out. So some nigga comes up. He's like, yo, y'all want to go backstage, blah, 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 and come to this party? And I'm like, hell the fuck yeah, we want to go to that goddamn party, nigga. So we back there, and I see Drake's daddy talking to some hoes. Fresh Montana's with these two big booty girls. They were so hot. And actually, he was really cute in person. So, boom. I think there was Mack Wilds or something who I was like, yo, you're supposed to come on the show. And so suddenly, Michael B. Jordan comes to talk to him. Because, of course, regular people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there trying to blend in like I ain't about to pass out.
You ain't say shit.
So I couldn't say nothing. So hold on. We went to this after party.
I don't even want
to
hear no more.
And I was like, this is going to be my moment. I'm going to ask this nigga for the interview. So I get super close.
Ask who for the interview? Michael B. Jordan?
And then I start having a panic attack. I can't do it. So now I'm dancing in slow motion. I forget he's there. And I started screaming, that outside dick got them hoes sick. And so he says to me, oh, damn, you about to go outside or something? I said, no, I'm going to stay right here next to you. Exactly what the fuck I'm going to do, nigga.
And then what? And then that's it?
So bro, we're doing this smiling thing back and forth. And then I'm like, oh, my name's Weezy. He tells me his name. And then I'm about to get it out.
Did you say, yeah, I know?
No, I didn't. I just was like, oh, it's what? I never heard of it. Never heard. Like the basketball player. Okay. So then I'm sitting there and I'm starting to think about Killmonger and how like I've masturbated to him. Like literally legit have masturbated to Michael B. Jordan. And I didn't say that. But then I was like trying to get closer. And then Mack Wilds said something else. Like, yeah, I'm going to come back on the show. I was supposed to be on there with Mouse. And I'm like, speaking of my show, I turn around and he's gone.
Bruh.
And I missed my shot.
He disappeared in thin air, bitch. You should have been looking.
By the way, who else was in the club? Small little bar. I'll tell you the name of it later because I feel like it's niggas hideout. Jesse Williams.
Oh, yeah. I saw the
pictures. And fucking Lil Romeo. Which,
really?
Swear to God, he had the biggest security in the club. And I died, bitch.
Lil Romeo?
I said, these niggas ain't got security. You fucking with this 7-foot motherfucker? Bitch. I'm telling you, he had a hood on, like he didn't want to be recognized, sunglasses. Anyway, I walked home, masturbated to Michael B. Jordan again. And yeah.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed too, my nigga. Matter of fact, Blue Check called me in the club to say what's up. And I was like, I got somebody else. But yeah, so it was great. I'm certified.
So you know, since you're now in the Blue Check mark realm, what you got to do is slide into Michael B. Jordan's DMs because I heard that if you offer him a smoothie, he'll take you on a date. He did that shit with a bitch from that went to Howard.
Okay, so like, but hey, I think that was just being nice or whatever. There's a video that came out, by the way, on the Shade Room with these little kids freaking out about Michael B. Jordan, and that was me in the club.
Okay, so now
he didn't know that I was going crazy.
So he could just be real smooth, like, nice meeting you. Well, now it's a little too late. But
here was my question for you that I told you I wanted to bring up.
Nice meeting you, bro. Like,
hold on.
I seen you the other night.
So Blue checked it, right? Right before I go over there to fuck him, he calls me or sends me a voice memo and asks me about being discreet. and like, if I can be discreet. And I'm like, is he about to fucking have me sign an NDA or some shit? And then I was so insulted when he said that to me.
You shouldn't be.
That I literally was like, I'm not going over there because he probably thinks I'm going to air him out, blah, blah, blah. So my homegirl was like, yo, you've never fucked somebody while you've low-key been somebody. You got to realize you have a platform now and you can air
well,
a nigga
shit
out.
Not only that, like, we do talk the way we do. So, like, I've had blue check, well, a ball player, like, be, like, chilled out on me because of the show. And because he was listening to it, and he was just like, oh, nah, bro, like, you're not going to make me high. And I was like, we don't even say names. And he was just like, no.
It don't matter.
But then not only that, like, if you hang out with certain types, like, especially more so the entertainers, not so much the athletes, but, like,
yeah, and he
if
wasn't
you hang
an athlete.
Around Chris Brown, my nigga, that nigga had you sign an NDA before you come into the room. Like, and I've hung out with him mad times. Now, oh, no. You can't say shit that happened in this room. You can't say, like, and he makes you, what do you sign? You sign your first or your last name, and I want to say maybe even your social, my nigga. Like, they don't motherfucking play that shit.
Well, I was super nervous, and, like, that's why I was,
did he
like,
make you sign anything?
No, he didn't, but he talked about it again.
He probably recorded your voice note. I promise I will not say
well,
your
he
name
asked
on my
me
show.
For a picture, and you know what? Right when he asked me for that picture, I was like, you know, this is his collateral.
Oh.
So I did.
Like a nude?
Yeah. He's like, well, send me something to hold me over till you get there. And I'm like, you know what? I really don't want him to feel like I'm going to say something because I'm not. I would never right. do it. But I ain't gonna lie. I told my mom. And my mama said, stop playing. She's like, I just saw him on fucking TV.
That's so funny.
My mom was hype. But it was great. And I'm looking forward to fucking him again. He's going to be out of town for 2 weeks. But daddy says, you know, he's going to come get this pussy. So,
I'm done with you. So, I'm hype. I guess It was kind of brought up that I didn't go with Weezy to the Drake concert, but that's because I was getting the best dick of my life, and I'm going to share that story on another episode.
Oh, bitch, you
I
whack,
am wet. I just got to say.
You whack.
But I do
whack.
Want to fuck you,
tell,
bro.
Just give a synopsis, huh?
Nah, I ain't finna get a synopsis yet, because just know that in 2018, I got to peg a nigga, and so I have a whole new pegging story to share. And not only that, just know as much great sex if we have talked about on this motherfucking show, just know that in 2018, I just now had the best sex of my life. Well, the freakiest, nastiest sex of
better
my
better than
life.
24/7?
So 24/7 doesn't allow me to do a lot of things.
Oh, right,
let me do.
Like, by the way, Amandy said to me, when I asked her, she sends me a picture of the dude. She tells me the story. By the way, me and Mandy haven't spoken. We've talked more in the last 4 days than we have all year.
All easy.
So she starts telling me about him. She sent me pictures. I said, bitch, he's so fine. I need you to tell me something bad. How many kids he got? She goes, well, actually.
Actually, I mean, he's not perfect, but nobody is. But it was literally the best. But I guess I wanted to share a story. So as you guys know, and I haven't really got to talk. First off, I've been drained with my new job. Spotify. Vice, HBO, Showtime, what up? Because a bitch really ain't really about this corporate life like she thought she was going to be. I started this new job and I'm drained. I literally.
They don't pay you overtime?
No, when you're salary, there's no overtime.
So can't you say no? Isn't it like.
No, I'm a first year. There's no saying no. I get reviews and ratings and my increase depends on my reviews and ratings. And so it's like, it's really, really tough. Like literally, I kind of got scolded at. Because when we recorded our therapist episode, I didn't get home till midnight. They let me leave the office early to come record that.
What?
They expected me.
We recorded at 8:30.
They expected me to log back on at midnight to see if anyone needed help with anything. And because I didn't, the next morning my senior year was like, well, we were waiting for you to sign back on, and we noticed that you didn't even reach out to see, like, that's something that you need to do. And I'm just like, my nigga, when I get home tonight, I have to log into my computer and finish a draft.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's really, really hard. But I will say, I wanted to bring up that, so 24/7 hit me the very first week I started. And so I was like, okay, so I worked Monday. Tuesday morning, he hit me, of course, at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I was like, I have work to go to. I have, you know, I got to do this. But I was like, it's fine. I'm going to go get this dick. It's 5 a.m. This is the time that I can get it. This is it. This is around his time when he leaving the studio. Okay, bet. So I get dressed and I go see him. And not realizing that, you know, the first week of work, you kind of got to be cute. I didn't bring a brush. I didn't bring my makeup. I didn't bring anything to kind of fix myself after. And we went two rounds. And we never go two rounds. Bitch, he gave me two, like, amazing rounds to where my second day of work, I went in with one eyebrow and looked like I had just came from the motherfucking gym. Like, bun was all
so
the
one eyebrow.
I had one eyebrow because I did my eyebrows prior to going to him and with my face in
Hold
the
on,
pillow.
Wait. So you stayed at his place then?
No, I literally fucked him from 5 to 7:30 and then took an Uber to from Jersey during rush hour.
Hold on, wait. Restart.
Yeah.
Get that minute mark so nobody knows where he lives.
No. He's in Jersey. I fuck mad niggas in Jersey and up north. Like, well.
This they doing context
well, up north
clues.
Is like Rock, that, what is it? Rochester, Mount Vernon. I was about to say Rockaway, but that's
you,
in
you
Brooklyn.
Take the, just take the note, bro, because I'm telling you.
No, whatever.
I'm fucking a blue check nigga, I'm scared, bitch.
Right, you. But I'm like, nigga, we live in New York. They live in New York or Jersey. Where the fuck else does nigga live at?
Oh, my God.
But no, so I took a Uber from Jersey to so, like, we fucked and worked together probably, like, 2.5 hours. And we just fucked, and it was, like, some good ass. And I probably shouldn't have hit the blunt, but I definitely did. Thank God, you know, I mean, whatever.
I really have been wanting to smoke more weed to get myself relaxed for anal sex. Like, I'm tired. After you sent me the strap-on that you fucked that guy with, I was like, I need to grow up.
Girl, you gotta grow up. And it was good, bitch. That nigga took it all.
By the way,
too.
When we were leaving for the therapy episode, there was an Adam and Eve box here, and there was a prostate kit. And Mandy didn't even ask what we were going to divide. Thank you so much. I've got to leave. I need it for this weekend. I'm good to go.
Well, and I do want to give a shout-out, and this is not a paid ad, but I did get the prostate kit from Adam and Eve, and I actually went ahead. That nigga was fitting 3 fingers in his booty before we even fucked, so I just went straight to the big one. I didn't think I needed to waste my time with the small ones and
did
getting
you
lube
it up?
Open.
Did you use Spunk Lube?
I didn't use Spunk Lube because, bitch, you got all the bottles. but I did use a water-based lube because I got a new strap-on because I left my fucking strap-on at Baruch College from our live show in New York. Bitch, I know your gag thing got to be in that bag, too. I lost that shit.
I don't have a gag
that
either.
That shit is at the fucking college. So whoever at Baruch College.
God. So we left the check that we donated to Survive for Thrive. Well, okay. I left the check. So you left a strap-on. And they're never having us back.
Yeah, they're just
I've
like,
been talking
you know.
To another influencer who hit me up on Instagram. She's like, hey, I know you did your show at that place, blah, blah, blah. They don't get the recommend from you. All right. Yeah. So kink of the week this week. Shout out to the homie Van. Went on his show, and we talked about the kind of porn we like. And he talked about a porn that I actually had never heard of. And it's called Jerk-Off Encouragement / Instructions, where basically, have you heard of this before? You heard of this?
No, I didn't know it was a category.
I didn't know it was a category either.
The fact that you were able to pull up a video.
So there's basically, he was like, you know, there's like a countdown that they do where these girls will like walk you through the jerk-off, blah, blah, blah. So I was laughing. But I got some clips of a woman doing it. And here we go.
Yourself to the fucking edge. Get yourself there. I want you to get there, okay? Get yourself to the edge, but I want you to hold yourself there. Don't come yet. Just get yourself to that point. I know you're so fucking close and you want to come so fucking badly, but it's not time yet.
So, actually, that you play that, do you want to know the funny thing? I enjoy watching guys jack off, mostly on Snap, because they don't send me shit no more, but...
and talking to them?
Yeah, so we'll be on Snap.
That's
and,
just Skype sex,
and
though.
And while they... Well, FaceTime sex, Skype, whatever, all that shit. They'll be on video, and it's like, and I'm watching them just jack off, and they literally enjoy me talking to them. So, but I don't do it that way. I'll be more so...
Well, the girl was taking her hand and mimicking a jerk off, which was weird.
I don't do that, but I try to put them into a scenario. So... Ooh, you would like if my mouth was on that dick right now, wouldn't you? Or
yeah.
Like, so I do a lot of talking like that, and I think that it's actually...
I get lost sometimes.
Well, I think it's a good thing for people to do if maybe they are in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, I did that a lot with Loverboy. By the way, almost had some Skype sex with him. I don't know why.
What?
Bitch. Let me tell you something. Whenever I get bored...
Oh, boredom? Real quick, before you go there, I just want to let the listeners know... If you fucked a bitch a while ago and y'all ain't talking, she just hit you up, she bored. I just don't think that we really miss y'all niggas.
So
we be bored and the niggas on our phone right now acting up. So we just like, okay, let me go to somebody.
Because bitch, I really don't like thinking when they like, you've been thinking about me. Nigga, no,
no,
I ain't doing shit.
I actually haven't thought about you. I'm just bored.
So he hit me up because, and it's funny because this nigga could never listen to shit when we was fucking. He hit me up about the Rory episode, and he's like, why you said my name and that I couldn't afford Japan? I was like, I wasn't talking about you, bro. I was talking about another nigga. And he was like, oh.
Were you really?
Yeah, well, of course he can afford Japan. So, long story short, we end up getting on FaceTime, like, I think a week before that or so. And he pulled his dick out, and I was like, do I want to show him my pussy? And I kind of been wanting to send him nudes before I send them to other niggas, just to confirm and see what he thinks. You know what I'm saying? Because now that I'm back on my open relationship shit, I'm sorry, that was lisp. You know I got big teeth. I feel like, you know, I got to get my nude game up, and I want to start hoeing actively.
It's crazy that you said that, because I remember I went through, we did a bet a while ago. I don't know what episode it was, but that I wouldn't send nudes. And I will sit here and tell you.
That you wouldn't send nudes?
Or, yeah, we did a bet on a past episode.
Damn, bitch, that was a lie.
Fuck you, but I'll tell you now.
Then she said, oh, one of them is old. Yeah, it just don't count. It's not. I didn't just take it.
No, but recently, I have not been sending nudes. And it's mostly because I do have consistent dick 24/7.
That's good, though.
But also because with sending nudes and videos, to me, it's something that you do with excitement and anticipation of seeing somebody. And because I'm so busy right now, my nigga, I can't get flown out. So, and you're not coming to New York. So what do you want me to do? I'm not a pen pal. Call someone else.
Like, I mean, they're fun when you're.
They're not.
But you know what? No, it does take time.
I'm not that bored right now.
Oh, I was, by the way, me and Jeeves laughed so hard about me fucking that 50-year-old nigga who got a condom stuck in my pussy. And I just really appreciate that we were at that point where we could laugh. Because he was just like, this is awful.
And that came right after discussing fucking an elder. Like, that was really good timing.
He wasn't an elder. It said 65 and over, bro. I'm so tired of having to defend myself. I've had enough with the therapy episode. 50 is not an elder. And he looks 40.
It's pretty elderish to me.
40. Okay,
I'm done.
Let's skip vanilla shit.
Okay, we're not gonna do vanilla shit.
It's been 30 minutes. All right,
you got vanilla shit. What's vanilla shit? Oh no, we can talk about this vanilla shit.
All right, so I got this sent to me from a girl I work with actually, and it's a Vice article. We'll put it in the description. This is the caption, the headline. This photographer documented three couples having sex on their period. Okay.
Oh, it's this article. You know I have a thing about this, bro.
This is all lesbian couples. I know you do. If you're a grown adult in 2018, period sex shouldn't really be an issue. Sometimes people with vaginas bleed from them. Get over it. Let's see. There was a 30-year-old photographer from L.A. that feels like it's not a big deal, and she called her photo series a period piece where three queer couples were enjoying period sex. The first one is with a woman that has blood on her mouth and hands.
Oh, stop it.
She said, basically Vice was saying, why do you feel like you need to explore the topic of period sex? She said, well, it stemmed from a conversation about friends who were grossed out by it. I was really shocked. I thought about you and really disgusted when I mentioned that I have sex on my period. They were disgusted. I was so surprised at them, you know, like, why are women deemed untouchable on the period? Why, especially when your hormones are changing and you're more aroused. So she decided to do this photo series. The next picture is this couple where, like, her hand is on her girlfriend's breast, and you could see blood on the breast. She says she doesn't know why people are feeling so weird about it. It's just different fluids from the same place. Society is so scared to talk about periods in general, so being intimate and having sex on your period is a whole nother level of taboo. When I was young, it was so embarrassing for someone to even know you were on your period. Even just buying tampons, mm-hmm. It feels shameful. A friend in high school said he was shocked because he heard that his friend had stained her underwear, and he explained how disgusting he was at the thought. And she said, every single month I have to remind myself I have my period and I stain my underwear. There's a representation of periods on TV from Sex and the City once. That's the only one that she can remember.
Yeah, they don't really talk about periods much on. I will say, and I think the only movie that I've seen that has referenced period, that's disgusting. And it's super bad. When she's dancing on Jonah's,
and
then it gets on his shorts, and he's like, "Yo, what the fuck? That's period blood!" And they all start
laughing. That's how they knew the girlfriend.
They all start laughing at him for having period blood on his shorts. So this is crazy. Real short story. I don't want to make it long. We actually talked about this with the fucking doctor, with Dr. Kim, and I'm embarrassed to say, clearly we haven't talked often, but I went on live and shared the story. Recently, I did have sex with someone who came to town, and he came to town, and my period came a week early, and I was mad, and I was not going to let it stop.
Is that when you asked Instagram what to do?
Yes, bitch. Yes, because I'm at work. Mind you, my period ain't supposed to come on for another week. So I go to the bathroom.
God was like, ha! Like Nicki Minaj voice. Ha!
God laughed at me. Bitch, I went to the bathroom and wiped pink and had a fucking heart attack. So I'm sitting here asking my coworkers,
pink ain't bad.
Do you have ibuprofen? They're like, is it a headache?
Why? Doesn't that thin your blood?
I heard ibuprofen stops it if you take two. I don't know. I looked up mad shit. Someone said to drink a Jell-O pack. I was like, I wonder if Walgreens got it.
A Jell-O pack? So I hate niggas. What the fuck? A Jell-O pack, bitch?
You put it it in the water, and before it turns solid, you drink it, and I'm guessing maybe it...
There was a girl at Afropunk this weekend that was free bleeding.
See, no, bro. Disgusting. But anyways, so I do want to sit here and say I decided to go the route that all of my whole friends...
Sponge.
Yes, I did the sponge.
Dr. Kim would have been like, oh, no.
I know, but I did the sponge. I put a lot of water-based lube on it, and I only used one because I was on my first day, and he didn't even know, and his dick wasn't very big, so, like, I was able to get it out within 24 hours.
How'd you... Wait. You didn't even say right away.
No, it wasn't right away. Well, because I spent the night with him, so I didn't want to bleed on the bed. So I kept it in me so that the blood didn't go on the bed. I didn't have no tampons or nothing with me, and I couldn't put a tampon and a sponge in my pussy at the same time, bro.
So I don't... Everybody's going to say I'm a child, but I'm going to be honest with
you. You're childish as fuck.
I don't really wear tampons.
Wait, you're a pad wearing hoe? You're a child.
Well, I use
You're
Thinks.
Fuck.
I use Thinks, and if you guys don't know what Thinks is, it is a underwear that you could bleed with. They're amazing. They're like $40.
You're still childish. We're not gonna.
By
go
the way, she
so
the lady
childish.
Who made it hit us up. We're gonna have her on for some periods I saw, but I can't stick things in me. Like I freak out, bruh.
You could stick some dick in you though.
That's different.
Dick talk. No. anyways, guys, we're gonna go ahead and get into our horrible decision. And the horrible decision for this week has to do with sexual bucket lists.
No, it's called a fuck it list.
Oh, is it a fuck it list?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck it list. I mean, I guess we could do that. So what's crazy
it's so random, too.
Weezy sent me a list, and it's from the Stir.
Can you start a tally when we read these off? You mind? Get like a column going. I want to see who's done the most.
How many are we going to read through?
We'll just read them off. And we're going to say yes or no.
There's a whole lot. There's 50. They don't want to hear
we'll do the first 20.
Goddamn 50. We'll do the first 20.
All right, let's do M and W. Since I'm tally marking hoe. Why don't you get an Excel spreadsheet?
We're going to do tally marking.
So this is just some random app. So I asked Mandy actually today. I was like, oh, let's do a fuck it list. She's like, nah, after this weekend, I'm done, nigga. I don't need to do shit else.
I literally told her. I said, bruh. I said, you don't even know the type of sex I just had on Friday. I'm done. My list is done. I done did what I want to do. I don't want to do anything else sexually that I haven't done already. Like, bro, I think I done crossed off every fucking checkbox, my nigga.
Well,
let's see.
We'll refresh our memory. Let's find out.
Okay.
One, kiss a girl.
Duh.
You already checked that, bro. Actually, you know what? Check the ones that we haven't done. Let's do that.
Yeah, because we done did all this shit.
Kiss a girl. Have anal.
Wait. Real quick. While you guys are listening to the show, maybe you guys can join in on this game as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're sitting at your work desk, don't let your boss know what you're listening to. But if you're sitting at your work desk, go ahead and get a sheet of paper and a pen out and be ready to write a tally mark for the things that you have not done.
Matter of fact, let's just go through the whole thing. Fuck it. It'll be quick.
Okay. So write a tally mark next to the things that you have not done. And we're going to see, I guess, who... is the biggest hoe because you're a bigger hoe.
Oh, it gets deeper at 50.
It gets deep.
Okay. So I'll start with the first 25.
Okay.
Kiss a girl, duh. Have anal, duh.
Wait, you can't read it that way, bro. We have people taking tally marks.
Oh.
You gotta be like,
oh, I'm narrating.
Yes.
Oh shit,
I'm narrating right now.
There's no camera.
Okay, so
number one, kiss a girl.
Yes.
Number two, have anal.
A whole lot of it.
Three, have a threesome.
Plenty.
Four, engage in group sex.
Just did on Friday.
I haven't done that.
You haven't done group sex?
I've had a threesome.
Oh, group sex is four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk about that later. I was with three couples, bro.
Oh, God. Five, have phone sex.
Yeah.
Six, masturbate.
Yep.
Seven, use a vibrator.
Yep.
Eight, use a sex toy on someone else.
Sure did.
Nine, be tied up.
No. I think I'm claustrophobic. I don't like being tied up.
Have you, number 10, tied someone else up?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't be into that bondage shit.
11, have sex in a public space.
Yep.
12, be a voyeur and watch other people having sex.
Sure.
By the way, for you guys, live porn does not count. 13, sex in a car.
Yep.
What is this, fucking high school? 14, sex at a drive-in.
Bitch, do we live in the country? Where do they have drive-ins at?
I don't know. Mark two for us. 15, sex on a plane, Mile High Club.
Hell no, I wish.
Me neither.
My niggas be too tall.
I've been fingered.
Oh, that counts, bro.
It does?
That's a part of sex.
Okay, count, cross it off.
Yeah, she done did that.
16, sex with a stranger.
Duh.
17, one night stand.
Yep.
18, married sex.
Huh.
I have, on accident.
Wait, the best kind, in my opinion. Wait, is this married sex as in fucking a married person? Or?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Neither of us have been married.
I'm assuming it's fucking a married person.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So we've done
married
this.
Person.
So 19, sex on a boat. Is a cruise count? Yeah.
Does eating pussy count?
Yeah.
Oh, a cruise. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I fucked on that cruise.
We know. 20. Sex in a body of water. Yep.
No.
You never fucked in a pool?
No, I haven't. And I want to. All but right. I heard it's not that great.
21. It's not. Light spanking.
Oh, yeah.
22. Red erotica.
Yup.
23. Play strip poker. Monopoly or a card game.
Have you?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I've done like the sex dice thing. 24. Sex in a shower.
Oh, I lied. Definitely did the sex dice. Cross off my tally.
Sex in a shower. We know Mandy Piston one. 25. Sex standing up against a wall.
Definitely have done that.
Yours.
All right, guys. So we're going to read through the second half. So look at your tally mark. See how you're doing. We're going to go ahead and read to see what else we have not done. Sex with no kissing.
I haven't done it.
You've never done sex with no kissing?
Never.
Oh, shit.
I'm an emo hoe, nigga.
I do a whole lot. There's mad niggas. I don't even want to.
I ain't going to lie. I thought the blue check nigga wasn't going to kiss me. And I was like, wow, is this slutty? But I didn't even know, bro.
There's some niggas I don't even want to talk.
Okay,
so.
Keep going.
27, sex in the pitch black. Yes, I've done that.
Yeah.
28, sex in the broad daylight. Sure the fuck have. 29, making out with no sex long after you're no longer a virgin.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I've done that. 30, go ahead and mark this. Sex in a tent in the wilderness. I ain't never been in no tent in the wilderness.
Hold on.
Have you been in a tent?
You know I be going to music festival, nigga.
You white as fuck.
I'm really trying to. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never had sex in a tent, but at Woodstock, I did like hump, like dry hump a girl. No, I didn't.
Does that count?
No. Okay, so we both never did that.
Tally mark that.
31.
31, watch porn together. Yes. 32, watch porn alone every night. 33, learn to give yourself multiple orgasms. Yes.
Me too.
I have. 34, sex on the beach.
Yep.
No, and I want to, but I heard the sand is like.
You haven't done that.
I haven't done sex
on the
beach.
I did it in Miami
with my
with
Florida
Jay.
Motherfucking ass. So, yeah, go ahead and
mark actually, it. I got a fucking. I was only 17. We know I was a child when I fucked him. And it was my first, like, UTI. And I couldn't tell my mom because she knows we went missing that night.
We did some shit. So the next one 35. Is 35 blindfolds. We know I have.
Mm-hmm.
36 using ice sexually. No, I haven't.
What?
I haven't done the ice thing, bro.
Okay.
37 sexual role play. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. 38 whipped cream.
I've never done that.
I don't think I've done whipped cream either.
Maybe I've.
I mean, can we just categorize that as food?
Yeah, I've done food. All right.
Okay, I've done food. 39, La Perla lingerie sex.
Yup, sugar daddy.
What is that?
The most expensive lingerie.
Oh, well, I ain't get that shit. My shit be getting my shit at Rainbow. All right. Fredericks of Hollywood lingerie sex.
Yep.
I've done that only because they had a sale at Colonial, the mall off at
That's what
Fashion
I thought
Square
was classy
mall.
Lingerie before La Perla.
Yes. Okay, so sex with someone much older. Mark Wheezy, I guess I could say
no,
much
wait,
older.
No, wait, don't mark me.
Oh, wait, don't mark. That's right, we both did that.
Who's got more tallies right now?
Which
wow, you've done less?
I've done less. Yes, bitch, I told you I ain't the biggest hoe. 42.
Wait. Have you had sex with someone much older?
Yeah, my little African diplomat, bro.
How old is he?
He, like, 49.
What? And you've been shitting on me,
bro. That's different, bro. You know, you go ahead and take care of a little baby. All
right.
But I don't even like seeing him. He's so old. Oh, my God. Okay, so 42 is sex with someone younger, legal. Yes.
Let me tell you, I'm laughing hard at 43, bitch.
Uh-oh. 43, sex in a foreign country, possibly with a foreigner. Sure the fuck have.
Why else do we get on planes?
44, a quickie in a skirt. Sure have. 45,
a longie in the rain. That's some white people shit. Nah, I ain't done that.
You ain't done that? You sure?
I've had sex in the rain, but not a longie.
A longie is just not a quickie.
I know.
Did you fuck for long in the rain?
No. That's why I said market.
Oh, okay.
Have you?
I ain't fucking a rain.
Okay, so both
bitch,
know.
Outside of the last couple months, I normally have my hair done. And I am not. Anyways, the next one, sex in the ocean while people swim all around you. I would love to do that, but
I
haven't done that.
I did that in Puerto Rico.
I have not done that.
And it burned too. Don't, listen, salt water and ocean.
And
like
pH just all doesn't sound like it goes together. 47, feather ticklers.
Yeah.
No. What the fuck is a feather tickler?
You know, I fuck white boys.
A feather
on
tickler.
On my crops, like the riding crops that I get spanked with, it normally has a feather end to like go against your body.
Okay. 48. Sex while altered, whether by alcohol or something else. Fuck yes. I had some great car sex on Molly. That day y'all had me take Molly when we got back from the cruise.
Oh, my God. What do you mean, y'all?
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
No, it's cool.
My friends that I was with at the time.
We were like...
Who actually got me to do really bad things, y'all. I did not want to take it. And bro, they Molly peer pressured was, me into taking
You remember
Molly.
What happened to me when I took Molly on the cruise? I bro, wanted to leave that nigga.
I know. That was fucking terrible, bro.
I cried.
49. Oh, learned no to shit. Orgasm in less than 5 minutes from intercourse alone. Y'all, that's what I do with 24/7.
Yeah, for sure.
And 50 is silent sex in a full house. I've definitely done that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. I've definitely done that.
Should we keep going?
Nah, bro. We done did enough. Good. We done did enough. I want you to go ahead and get up your tally marks.
So we marked what we haven't done. How many we got?
What is it?
Five things I haven't done out of 50?
Out of 50, bitch, you a hoe. 12. Yes! Wow! With the double digits. I got 12. I mean, what's crazy is those things that I haven't done, though, it's like, if it happens, cool, but if it doesn't, I'm not pressed. Like, I don't think you understand the sex that I just had on Friday, my nigga. I feel like I am fulfilled in life.
Pegging
just,
isn't on there.
But it wasn't only the pegging.
Wow. It's actually getting way more in depth. Like, so they have an additional 25. One of them is like sex in a movie theater, sex with someone you're angry at, masturbating during sex, using a dildo and your man on your man at the same time.
Did all that.
Feeding someone sexually. Those are good.
I did that.
That was fun.
I
wanted to say, when we were talking about fuck it list, I was trying to think of places that people like really want to fuck. Obviously airplanes, but like, I don't know why car sex is such an obsession, bro.
You like car sex?
Like, no, for people, and I think I've figured it out. You're hot boxed in, and it's like the heat and sweating. It's like that Titanic scene. Also like the smell of each other, which can be fun, I guess.
I always end up fucking out of the car. The niggas I fuck are too tall. Like, and I'm thick as fuck. What we doing in a backseat of anything?
You see the humble flex? My niggas are too tall. I mean, we have drivers, so it's not like we can.
I mean, I fucked in a Sprinter, but I don't think that counts as like.
Have you ever been fingered in an Uber?
No, but I was rubbing the nigga's dick after we went to STK for dinner. I was rubbing the fuck out his dick when we was going to the sex store after STK. But I ain't.
Where'd you go get this from the sex store?
I got the.
This was Friday, right?
Yeah, I got the new pegger.
Yo, that's what Prelude to a Kiss called it when we said, "What do you think Mandy's as a pegger?"
I got the pegger.
Or a strap.
But no, it was great. I liked it.
Speaking of straps, I'm growing a crush on Young M.A.
Bitch, I'm about to slide in her DMs. I need to like, hold you. I feel like Young M.A. could probably do some things.
I feel like she spits on it before she fucks you, and I feel like she'll slap you in the face with it.
I feel like Young M.A. also, like, I don't know. I just feel like she would choke me or something. Like, and then I really like her voice. Like, like, it's just really deep. And I don't know. I really like her deep voice, which is crazy because I have a thing for Adam's apples, and I know she doesn't have one. But it's like,
yo,
I really like deep voices, bro. And
she got a
voice.
New little girlfriend, and I found myself talking shit on Shade Room.
She has a girlfriend?
And I had to delete my comment because I was shitting on another one. I felt
it's
so
not
bad.
Tori?
No.
Oh, no. Tori.
See, I'm hating. I'm like,
wait,
whatever.
Who?
If she, right, let me tell you how fucking shady I was. When I saw her new girlfriend, I said to myself, like, man, if she like regular hoes, she'll definitely fuck me. That's what I was saying.
You petty. Well, I guess let's go ahead and get into some of my whole mail. For the last two episodes, we haven't gotten to any of our home mail. Once again, I also want to give a huge, huge shout out to Dub and Asante for the sexual trauma episode. That episode has garnered so many comments and positive responses from a lot of our listeners. So I appreciate that.
I'm sorry if you guys felt like, I mean, you know, we'd be talking over shit, but I think what happened with that episode mainly is like, we had so much to cover.
We ain't even get to home mail.
And I honestly was thinking in my head, I'm like, oh my God, be quiet. But like, I wanted to make sure we got some shit in there. Like, does your family know? How do you feel now? What was the rape kit like? Like, there was so much shit. Like, it just wasn't enough time. And like, we had to get Rory in. Like,
and I do want y'all to know too, because I've seen a lot of comments like, what the fuck is this time limit y'all be talking about? Listen, when we do video, we're paying at an hourly rate. When we do get in the studio, we're in a studio where there are podcasts that either record right after
nigga,
us.
Nigga, do you know the Reed is in here?
Like, nigga, the Reed takes up about 6 hours when they record.
Shit.
So, I just need y'all to know.
I mean, no shade, but like obviously we have to beck and call.
And I just want y'all to know we on the bottom of the totem pole because we is the last ones to join Loudspeaker.
Oh, I know they're getting us kicked out.
Listen, I just want y'all to know. So the fact that y'all sit here and complain about us being on a time limit, we have people that we have to respect being on this network, people's times as far as
I can't wait till we're
guests.
A podcast. That's someone, they're like, nah, y'all niggas can't come in because horrible decisions there.
You know,
we low-key there,
that,
nigga.
We getting that, bitch.
You don't say look, therapy episode.
Look, we getting that, bitch. We getting that. But yeah, let's go ahead and,
We are?
Look, we getting confirmation from the audio guy. Y'all there, nigga? Okay, humble flex. Look, go ahead. What's up? Look, he like, let me get on the mic.
Tell these motherfuckers.
Let me be honest with y'all. I tell a few podcasters, I'm not going to say their names.
Okay, you ain't got to say their names.
But I've told them. Yeah, I gotta relax. That day belongs to horrible decisions.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Well, boom, we got a day, nigga. Even though our day switches up because our schedules ain't shit. Yeah. But
we working hoes.
We gonna go ahead and get into the whole mail.
Oh, go ahead, y'all. Read this out. So I didn't get the subject because I screenshotted this, but here's the first one, and I felt like it was good because Mandy is a hoe. Hey, ladies. Love your podcast. I'm a longtime listener. I fucks with you. Oh, wait, no, this isn't it. Sorry.
Look, I'm like, what are you reading?
First of all, I've listened to every single episode, and I love this sex-positive podcast. Being in the corporate world, it's refreshing to hear that I'm not alone. I'm 28 years old, and I'm currently in a relationship. In previous relationships, I have been involved in the swinging lifestyle. Heavy. Clubs. Host my own parties. Travel to parties, etc. Love being watched and watching. I'm also bi, and I've had relationships with females, and I'm a fan of polyamory. Okay. It's been about 4 years since I've been in the lifestyle and ate pussy. I don't know why she said that. And now I'm in a great relationship with an amazing guy. He is also conservative and vanilla. The sex we have is good but pretty plain. I brought up bringing toys in the bedroom, anal, etc., and it's hard pass for him. He gets so defensive. And I've even brought up having a threesome with another girl. We got in a huge blow-up fight. Needless to say, he's not having it. I now masturbate when he's not there, and my sex drive has declined due to the fact that I feel slightly judged. Mm. Again, my relationship is amazing, yet unfulfilled. Any advice? And I thought about you because swinging.
Yes. So this is something that I talk about actually often with men who I'm thinking of possibly taking the leap as far as a relationship discussion is concerned or dating. I know that as someone who is bi, someone who has went to sex clubs, who would be interested in the swinging lifestyle, I know that sometimes I just want to eat pussy. Sometimes I'm going to want to have sex with a woman. And if that is something that my partner would not be able to understand, then that's something that, unfortunately, I don't want to be involved in.
Yeah.
I think that it's something that you have to sit down and have a conversation with him. Because what may be happening.
And also, outside of the bedroom, I think I've heard all the time, like, if you want to have sex conversations, serious sex conversations, don't even do it in the room.
Yeah, don't do it in the room.
That you have sex in.
But I feel like one of the things that may be making him uneasy about it, and I've had this reaction from men before, is that he may feel an insecurity within himself in not being able to please you, and the fact that you do want a woman to be involved. There are a lot of men
and
who are intimidated.
Two women.
They're very intimidated by a woman seeking another woman for pleasure. Like, nigga, I got dick. Why would you want anything but me? So I think you need to reassure him that he does please you, but that sexually, you do crave having a woman.
Just talk about it like food. And I'm not trying to dumb this down, but like seriously. Just, I feel like we all have a lunch spot that we always eat at for work. You know what I'm saying? Mine is called Chef 28. It is my favorite fucking restaurant to eat lunch.
Mine is Red Pokey.
But I love that shit. Red Poke.
It's Pokey.
Me and you ate there together for the first time at HK.
And I, yes. So, Pokey.
There, I eat that shit about 3 times a week. But sometimes I want pizza. I don't know what it is. I need pizza. It's not like anything's wrong with Chef 28 and that shitty little $10 sushi, but for some reason, I need pizza. And it doesn't mean just because you want to taste something else that that's not your fave.
Yeah.
You know? And I think another thing, the reason that I realized things had went so well with Jeeves is because he completely understood that, like, I have a sexual appetite, and it has nothing to do with my feelings for him. And so that initial stage is of talking about sex and being open with it and what I might want and like, hey, this is honeymoon right now, but like, yeah, maybe openness later. It was awesome. And I don't even know if I could ever be in a relationship again where I wasn't fulfilled in that way. And bitch, if you for real hosting sex parties and now this nigga won't even let you have a fucking threesome with a bitch, yeah. Which no offense, but I feel like dudes always think that's the easy
break
way
break up
in.
With that nigga.
Yeah.
I'd say break up with him. Before you read that one, which is just a nice email, I do want to read this next home mail. Well, basically, y'all got the advice we gave her, but this next home mail is actually really quite nasty and raunchy, and I'm really glad that you picked it. I don't know what accent that is, but I'm going to go ahead and read it out.
Okay.
So, hey, ladies. Love the podcast. Long-time listener. I fucks with Wheezy. I've been plotting on bringing you in home for some time now.
Why does
LOL.
Everyone do that to me?
I don't know, but they want to, because you say I want to fuck a fan.
But you are more guest star than I am, I feel like.
Hold on, bro. You say I want to fuck a fan. If I'm sitting here listening to a podcast and Michael B. Jordan go on saying, yeah, I kind of want to fuck, bitch.
I'm in that motherfucking
nigga. I want to sit here and invite your ass to my bed too, goddamn. All right, so let me go ahead and get back. Anyways, I'm 26. I've been with my husband since I was 18, married at 20. As you can imagine, we hadn't had many sexual experiences prior to one another, so we've just been becoming experts on each other's bodies and trying new things as we go. He recently started putting his finger in my ass, which is cool.
No, wait. Cool. K-O-O.
It's cool. It's cool. It intensifies the orgasm. That it does, ma'am. But that's not why I'm writing in. Girl, let's get to it. Y'all ready? I give him a decent amount of head. I probably should give him more, but I never let him come in my mouth. I have maybe twice, like hella years ago, and I just was like, I'm not about that life, and never did it again. The other night, when he was about to come, I asked him if he wanted to come in my mouth, and I think he was surprised. But he pulled out, and I finished him off, and as he came in my mouth, I wanted to throw up. I spit it in a water bottle next to me. It didn't taste bad at all. It actually tasted mostly like water. Girl, you got a good one then. But my question is, how do I not gag? What's the right way to swallow? If there is one, help me with him. Sincerely, the wife that doesn't swallow.
I just Googled for you, because if you are feeling like that, like it's that gross, it's got to be his taste.
No, she said it didn't taste that bad. She said it tastes like water, though.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, so you wasn't listening to the end, bitch.
Why is she gagging then?
Maybe because she's just thinking that it's coming out his dick and she's disgusted with sperm.
I'm going to keep it a stack. Don't swallow.
But why?
Why not?
Like, So
if your body's
having
that
reaction. Here's my question. If you're saying don't swallow.
I don't swallow.
I don't even know how to have this conversation right now. Because I swallow every time with 24/7.
I do not swallow.
And I be like swallowing. And then.
I dribble
once
it
Once I know
shit.
I got every drop, I go back till it's like numb. Till he's like, whoa. I would just be trying to suck every drop out of it. But, so here's my advice then. Because if you're not trying to swallow, the thing is, he's going to know you spit it out if you jump up to go spit it out, or if you spit it in a cup next to you. Like, say he wants to sit there and lay with you and have a conversation right after, bitch, you can't just sit with a cum in your mouth. You gotta do something with it. Psychologically, if you're telling me that it tastes like water, I would say think of it as, like, you know, like them wheatgrass shots? Oh. They're not really good. They don't taste great, but they make you feel good. And, like, you know they're healthy for you. Look up the health benefits to come. Because I think that's why my teeth are white. Because I be swallowing nut. I'm just not going to say. There is a health
Maybe you brush them. Also, that's a thing.
I mean, I do brush my teeth, too. But I think that you should just look at it as he eats your pussy. And we let off a lot of juices. And you're comfortable with that, I feel like you need to look at him just as, yeah, you know, I don't know. What do you say about swallow? I don't know any tips, bitch. I just swallow. Like, if it's
honestly,
does taste
I can't get into it. But I'm also, like, obsessed with cum and looking at it and
so
stuff.
So you like seeing it, yeah.
So I try to make it sexier in that way because I can't swallow because I genuinely have
it's
a weird reaction.
It's so crazy. I am complete opposite of you. And the fact that.
You don't want
to
see it?
No, bitch. When he comes on me, like, if he, like, pulls off and, like comes on my butt or my back. I literally, anytime a nigga do that, I be like, ew, you are so nasty. I think a nigga is so nasty when he come on me.
In what way?
And I tell him that. I'm like, oh, you
So you
nasty.
Would rather swallow
and
cum than
it
be
go,
on
like,
your
wipe
butt
it
cheek?
Off of me, and I be so mad it's on my butt cheek. I would rather swallow it. I don't know. And But what's crazy is
I'm shocked.
I swear to God,
honestly shocked.
I think this. I think
nasty
because,
like what? Like it's like
I think
like rated R, like X-17.
Yeah, then I feel like I am on some rated Z type shit. I don't even know
what?
If I'm a rate
from come on your
yes!
ass.
Come on my ass or my titty
nah,
or like if
I'm
I
sorry.
See come I think that that nigga is a freak.
I want to take an Instagram poll
I know,
while
I
d- we're
no,
on here.
No, that's fine, but I really do like I prefer swallowing, bro.
This bitch just said she thinks it's more nasty if you come on her ass or on her body. She thinks it's disgusting, and she would rather just swallow it. Which do y'all think
what?
Is more nasty?
I like swallowing, bro.
Swallowing
or coming on you.
Coming on you. Okay. If you guys are on our Instagram, we're going to take that poll, and I want you to put the water
see,
emojis if you think that that's – wait.
Yeah, water – well, water emoji is come anyways, bro.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
I don't know no emojis.
By the time
but,
we post it.
But to me –
we're going
to
take a vote.
I don't know. It's weird because especially when you're dealing with come that doesn't have a taste, it's like, nigga, this shit good. Like – I literally be telling him he healthy. I be like, you eating good, ain't you? Like, I be telling him when
that's
he leaves.
Nasty.
I swear, is that nasty? That's nasty. That I be like,
look, we getting close really, to the hour. I want to get into
okay,
this.
Okay.
Really random. No, not the second one. We'll
oh.
just. But
oh.
listen, she mentioned that the finger in the ass is intensifying her orgasms. Amazing thing that I want you guys to look at. Okay. I kind of want us to get into maybe giving you guys some references for shit, but I randomly found this. Shout out to my homegirl Josie. There's a show on Netflix called Explained. Y'all heard about this?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? The female orgasm. I think it's episode 16. Don't quote me on that. It's about 30 minutes, all about the orgasm and how it happens for women. Something really interesting. Few pieces I took from it. The length of your clit goes almost all the way into your rectum.
Yes.
So that even when you're having vaginal orgasms, it's quote unquote still the clit. Apparently 100% of your orgasms is the clit. It's just hitting you in a different way. It like reaches to your ass. Another thing I found interesting, men, after they peak and they have an orgasm, they have this refractory period where they can't be touched or anything like that. I know some of y'all can get back up or whatever. It takes you some time. But with women, that's why we're able to have multiple orgasms, because it can intensify them for us. Like, we don't necessarily tap out. It was really, really fucking good. And I wanted to write some shit down about it, but I just thought about it when you mentioned your ass. So, like, apparently our clit reaches all the way to the ass, which is another reason why I find it interesting that people with genital mutilation are learning how to have vaginal orgasms, because apparently that clit is still gone, and that's how we have vaginal orgasms. It's crazy, bro. I'm going to leave the name in the episode for y'all. Go check that out. It's super fucking interesting. Yeah.
And I guess before we let off, I do want to read this one last email that we got, and it's actually one of the emails that I said literally touch us from kind of what we give you guys weekly. And the topics that we decided to talk about. So this one says, hey, I just got through your episode with Dove, and it was surreal for me because I had a girlfriend who was gang raped too. So I thought I'd give you the perspective that's rarely spoken about, the men who also have to deal with the ramifications of this horrible act. I've dealt with constant crying, the anger both directed to me because I was a male, and at herself because she thinks it's her fault. It's also dealt with her cheating on me with girls because of the confusion. We were in high school when all this happened. It's not easy seeing the woman you love hurt every day and powerless to do anything about it. And as a man, it fucks with you hardcore. And to this day, even though we're not together, I still love her and it still affects me. She's in a better place now and we still hang out from time to time. And it's affected relationships before because somehow I still feel like I have to protect her. I think even though it's a triggering topic, rape needs to be discussed in its rawness in the same way we discuss slavery, because it's the only way to keep the fight to fight the casual nature it's dealt with. Keep up the good work you guys are doing and stop saying Jamaican niggas ain't shit, because this one has his shit together. LOL. Love y'all. That was definitely one of those emails that was like, okay, we kind of doing the right thing here. Like, and so I appreciate you guys who do send us feedback. If you guys want to email and send us your home mail, or just send us to... Y'all send us y'all's critiques. Y'all send us what y'all don't like
y'all
about us. Y'all love to tell us what we said wrong. But but if y'all want to go ahead and
hold on, Mandy,
doing it,
now stop.
Oh,
redo
stop,
that
I
sentence.
I know.
And let's
right.
say something
oh
else.
Oh my God.
well, you know, you guys just give us constructive criticism, and we sit here and read every email and take it in deeply.
Bro, I said on another pod, and I want to say it one more time. We never call ourselves ever sexperts. We're just women in the professional world trying to destigmatize crazy conversations like this, let you know that you can do it too. We fuck up too. We try to make sex fun. We try to make it funny and informative. And we try to bring you the right information. And if we ever fuck
but
up,
real quick,
like with
fuck the fucking up. Don't bring up shit because I ain't apologizing for shit. I say what the fuck I want to say at all motherfucking
I
times.
I mean misinformation. For example, like the Rory episode, we should have known the percent, like things like that. There might be some things that we don't know.
Are we supposed to be statisticians? Do we work for the U.S. Census Bureau? Ho, they just want us to be bringing out fucking stats.
The U.S. what?
Census Bureau.
Census.
The census.
Oh, I thought you said the sentence.
Bitch,
we work for the sentence bureau. I'm like, nigga, I didn't know there were six boroughs.
Fuck you. But we're not perfect, and we try to sit here, and honestly what we're doing is we're opening the conversation to you guys. And even with the therapist episode, with the sexual trauma episode, with a lot of our episodes, we want you to take these conversations and bring it back to your friends. Are Weez and I perfect? No. Do we try to be?
Yes.
Yeah, we kind of narcissistic, but we know that we not. But yeah, if you guys want to send us in your home mail or any emails regarding anything, if y'all got a check for us, go ahead and email us, horribledecisions@gmail.com. You guys can also follow us on our Instagram. Y'all love the interaction on our Instagram is fucking amazing. And a lot of debates go on in the comments. So if you guys want to continue having these conversations, our Instagram
page is lit.
Yeah, y'all
cussing each other out.
Y'all
I'm tired.
Y'all be fighting each other in the comments. It's good. But follow us at @horrible_decisions. You guys can follow me, Mandy, on Twitter and Instagram at Full Court Pumps. And all of you guys keep Weezy, Twitterless Weezy. Weezy runs the horrible pod page.
I've been doing better. I've been really trying to get on there. So now I'm using it on a desktop at work. So I've been like really trying to engage with you guys on Twitter. But I just like I use Instagram so much that I feel like Twitter just like really sucks up your time. And it's like such a fucking deep hole of shit. September 15th, I think it is. Check out my page or the Horrible Pod page. I'm doing a seminar with Gotham Podcast Studio, and I'm starting to get really excited. It's for podcasters that want to come out or that live in New York and that want some help and advice and marketing shit. I'm not doing the marketing portion, but I'm just going to talk about our journey with Horrible Decisions and answer Q&A, and it should be a lot of fun. And do you have a paint date?
Oh, yeah. I'll update you guys. Stay tuned for the flyer. I'm locking in now.
I guess I'll stop by now. You know what I'm saying? I'll come through. Because at first I was like, I ain't going that whole shit.
You know, I might even stop by the Gotham Podcast. Oh, if I'm not working, because these motherfuckers got me working. But I'll keep you guys posted. I'm doing a paint and pour with Passport Cuddy. It'll be super excited at Paint and Pour in Harlem. And then also, we just going to go ahead and give a huge shout out. If you guys are interested in going into a live show, Mouse Jones at SOB's.
That's right.
Next month,
27th,
and he has some special friends stopping through. So if y'all want to go ahead and check out a podcast live show, go ahead and follow Mouse Jones.
Did you see Mouse and Mariah Lynn, my nigga? Oh my god!
I saw that. I saw Mouse Jones and Maya though. Maya fine ass.
Mariah Lynn starts rapping really awkwardly, and that nigga is just like, okay, bitch. It is such a good cook.
Go ahead, check us out wherever you can, and thank you guys. This has been yet another episode. We still here, ho, of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, ho!